Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, last week, the Department of Interior revised a rule for grizzly bear management that would return authority to states, but no final rules have been published, at least as of right now. In the meantime, National Cattlemen's Beef Association president-elect and Idaho rancher Kim Brackett said that this proposed rule at least acknowledges that grizzly bears have met recovery goals and the best management outcomes will happen at the state level. She said management is most effective when policy reflects on-the-ground realities and provides the flexibility needed to help address conflicts between grizzly bears, livestock producers, and rural communities. Now, ranchers and other stakeholders have consistently called for greater management flexibility as predator populations have grown and conflicts within the livestock and rural communities have only increased. These proposed actions were published in the Federal Register on Friday, and now the public has the ability to provide comment through August 17th. Now, grizzly bears in the lower 48 were listed as threatened under the ESA in 1975, and since then, sustained conservation efforts by a whole lot of folks have contributed to the significant recovery progress. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.